Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. I'm so glad you're here with me as we continue our series called Rejoicing Through the Struggle.
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Contress.
So far, we've talked about finding joy in the midst of trials and discovering peace in the middle of life's storms. Today, we're going to focus on something that carries us when joy feels distant and peace seems hard to grab a hold of, and that's hope. This episode is titled, Hope That Anchors the Soul. Let's get into the Word. Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. That's a powerful image. Hope as an anchor. When you think of an anchor, what comes to mind? A heavy piece of iron that keeps a boat steady, even when the waves are crashing or the wind is howling. The anchor doesn't stop the storm, but it keeps the vessel from drifting away. That's what hope does for our souls. Life's storms don't magically disappear when you follow Jesus. But when your hope is anchored in Him, you won't drift into despair. Now, the world talks a lot about hope, but often it's wishful thinking. I hope I get that job, or I hope things work out. But biblical hope is different. It's not a flimsy wish. It's a confident expectation rooted in the promises of God. Why can we be so confident? Because our hope isn't tied to circumstances. It's tied to Christ. Hebrews says our hope enters the inner sanctuary, meaning it's anchored in the very presence of God where Jesus is seated. That's unshakable. Let's break it down. Hope is firm and secure. When everything around you feels unstable, hope in Christ holds steady. People may fail, they're going to fail you. Plans may crumble, but God's promises never change. Hope looks beyond the present. Struggles have a way of narrowing our vision. All we can see is the pain in front of us, but hope lifts our eyes to eternity, to the day when God will wipe away every tear and make all things new. Hope strengthens perseverance. Romans 8:24 and 25 says, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we don't have, we wait for it patiently." Hope gives you the strength to keep moving when you'd rather give up. Here's a picture for you. Imagine being in a storm at sea. The waves are tossing your boat left and right. Fear starts creeping in, but then you drop the anchor. Suddenly, even though the storm is still raging, there's stability. That's the power of hope in Christ. I've talked with people who've gone through heartbreaking losses. They'll tell you the only thing that kept them from drowning in grief was the hope that this life is not the end, that one day they'll be reunited with loved ones in the presence of Jesus. That's not wishful thinking. That's anchored hope. So how do we hold on to this anchor of hope in our daily lives? Well, we stay in the Word. The promises of God are fuel for hope. Every time you read Scripture, you're reminding yourself of what's true, even when feelings scream otherwise. Surround yourself with hopeful voices. Be around people who speak life, not doom. We all need friends who will remind us of God's faithfulness when we forget. Remember past faithfulness. Sometimes the best way to anchor yourself is to look back at the storms that God has already carried you through. If He was faithful then, He'll be faithful now. Friends, your soul needs an anchor. And that anchor is not in money, it's not in success, and it's not in other people. It's in Jesus, the one who conquered death, the one who never changes, the one who promised He will never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe you feel like your boat is taking on water and you're about to sink. But let me remind you today, drop the anchor. Fix your hope on Christ. He is steady, even when everything else is shaking. This week, I encourage you to memorize Hebrews 6:19. Write it on a sticky note, put it on your mirror, or set it as your phone background. Let that truth settle deep, that you have hope as an anchor for your soul, firm and secure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us hope that is anchored in Jesus Christ. In the storms of life, remind us that our hope is not fragile, but firm and secure in you. Help us to hold on when we feel like letting go, and to encourage others with the hope that anchors our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on the Can I Get a Witness podcast. We're continuing in our series, Rejoicing Through the Struggle. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Until then, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Keith Fintress Ministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.